Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And the pitch, breaking ball, hammered deep left field. That one is up, and that one is gone. Number 18 for Nick Castellanos. And it's a three-run home run to break open some breathing room as the Phillies now lead the Astros 4-0.
How about Nick Castellanos? Hey. And how about the Phillies? Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show.
I feel so much better about this team than I did, Monday?
And Friday when we were all, the towel was being thrown. Now we feel really good today. It's a good day. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard here on the Midday Show. It is a big day, not just for the Midday Show with all this good stuff to talk about, but of course, Eagles Radiothon going on. We're going to tell you all about how you could donate through our show for different experiences with us and with the Eagles. Later on today, Devontae Smith's going to join the show. Kylie Kelsey also will be in studio with us. So big day today. And Hugh, the Phillies had a big night last night. Aaron Nola was great. I think it was his best start of the year.
I think he was listening to the show. I do.
You think he felt motivated?
I think he heard how we were behind him. Yeah. He was like, "Yeah, I gotta go out here and make it happen."
He might have heard self too.
Happen for the guys. He said he had to make it happen for the guys on the midday.
He made it happen. Incredible performance by Nola last night. He shuts down the Astros, and then the offense. Well, it's been better lately, including last night. Hugh Douglas, Nick Castellanos with a 3-run home run. Let's listen to Topper after the game on why he stuck with Nick Castellanos through all the downs earlier this season, and he's been rewarded now.
You were asked a lot for earlier this season, like why you're going to keep playing him, why aren't you going to give him a break? Looking back at it now, like why do you think you decided to keep running him out there every single day despite him struggling?
Because I trust him. I mean, I know he can hit. And it'd be one thing if he didn't work at it and show me that he didn't care. He cares, and he works at it. And I know that there are times when he doesn't look good, but there are times when everybody doesn't look good. So he really works at it, and I'm happy for him that he's had this turnaround.
And Hugh, it has been a turnaround. You look at the numbers, since the middle of June, Nick Castellanos is sitting over 300 with an over 500 slugging percentage. He's played every game this year, which means he's durable. And then, Topper let him play early in the season. Mm-hmm. We all said sit him down for a day. It has been a real significant turnaround for Nick Castellanos, Hugh. And I would say over the past 2 months, he's been their most consistent offensive player.
No question about that. But wait, we got to start the show the right way. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Hugh.
Yes.
Did I forget?
No. I got to talk. Okay. I got to talk.
All right, you talked.
So
yeah.
We got it. So listen, fellas, it's all great to be a grown-up, but every now and then, don't forget that every now and then you got to get your uniform dirty. Just every now and then.
I agree with that.
Yeah. You know, I'm speaking of, you know, John Kruk had a little bit of Twitter beef last night.
Oh.
So, you know.
Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, he had a little Twitter beef. So I just say, Kruk, you know, I mean, I'm with you, dog. You know, I'm not above Twitter beef.
You and John Kruk are kindred spirits.
Yeah, a little bit. That's my spirit animal.
See that.
So yeah, just Kruk my spirit at him.
I do see that. Thank you for keeping me in check. We got a lot going on today.
We got a lot, man, and it's an exciting day.
It is. I almost missed the Daily Douglas. We can't miss that. And you know what? If you weren't paying attention to the last couple months, you may have missed the Nick Castellanos turnaround. It's real. I mean,
but you know what it is, Joe? It's been slow. It's been a slow burn. It's been quiet. It's been like, hey, you know what? We've been so focused on Johan Rojas and the 9-hole hitter that, you know, we tend to forget about those other big money guys up at the top of the order. But, yeah, he's quietly been doing his thing and been playing every day.
Yep, for a while. And it's one thing if it was like two hot weeks, right? No, it's more than that. I thought he hit rock bottom when the Phillies lost in the series in Baltimore, right? The middle of June. It was Father's Day weekend. Yeah. He was terrible in that series. In fact, I came on the air that Monday and said, this guy stinks. He does nothing well on a baseball field. I mean, I was crushing Nick Castellanos that day. I'm sure I wasn't the only one thinking it. I mean, you were probably thinking it too, because we watched the guy for, you know, now 3 years in a Phillies uniform, and there's been a lot of downs. I said he stunk. Since then, he's hitting over 300, over a 500 slugging percentage. He has hit 9 home runs, driven in 41 runs since then. He's been their most consistent offensive player. Let's listen to him last night after the game. And then I have to say something that I think is overdue, and I want to start it. Okay, I want to start it. Because it's overdue here, okay?
Is this the Justin Timberlake, too late to apologize?
It's never too late, Hugh.
It's too late.
Hugh, I need to do something. I need to get something off my chest, and I want everyone to join me today. Hugh, I was hard on Nick Castellanos. We were all hard on Nick Castellanos because he deserved it for a lot of it. But the reality is now, when the information changes, you got to change your opinion. And I said this guy stunk. And that was probably harsh. And today, I want to be the first one to do it on WIP. I want to apologize to Nick Castellanos.
Too late!
No, it's not too late, Hugh. It's not too late.
Apologize!
I'm sorry, Nick. I said you stunk, and since then, you have been the most consistent offensive player on a team that is currently tied for the best record in all of baseball. I'm sorry, Nick.
It's too late.
You don't stink. You just weren't at your best at that time.
Too late! Apologize! Can I get some words to the song? I don't know the words.
No. You're doing a great job on your own.
You're making this a big joke, but I'm trying to pull my heart out here.
It's a heartfelt moment.
I don't know who I'm sitting with right now. He apologized?
I'm apologizing.
Okay, well, since you're in an apologizing mood, apologize for saying that the Phillies were the best team in Major League Baseball a couple months ago. Apologize for that, too.
No,
apologize for Trey Turner, trying to send him, get rid of him.
Hold on.
Apologize for that Carson Wentz take you had when I wasn't here.
I was right.
What are you doing?
Carson Wentz take.
What are you doing?
Apologizing about Trey Turner. I would have traded him for Juan Soto 10 times.
Why are you changing, man? Seriously.
Because Nick Castellanos has changed.
Okay.
He could change. I could change.
Wait a minute. First of all, can I put this in perspective for you? Now, Topper is right to believe
in. Also, they have the best record in baseball still.
They do. Okay. But you know, I'm just saying.
Okay.
Topper, he is working his way out of this slump, correct?
Well, he's out of it.
He's out of the slump. In real life situations, as much as he's failed, how many people you think would get the opportunity to stay in the lineup as long as he stayed in the lineup?
Very few. Very few.
So, I mean, hell, he had no choice but to look up. I mean, seriously. I mean, I'm not hating on Nick. I like Nick. I like you. You my guy. But, hell, let's be real. A lot of people don't get that much time. They don't get that much time to fail.
Well, to go to your point, part of it was they still owed him 2.5 years of a lot of money.
Yes.
So they kept giving him an opportunity. And that's true. They gave him a long leash. I mean, a long leash.
The longest.
But you know what? Unlike the guy who's going to start today, Taijuan Walker, Nick came out of it. He's produced. He's been, for 2+ months, their most consistent offensive player. He's hit over 300. He has over 40 runs batted in. It's okay to say, hey, I might have been a little hard on Nick Castellanos, and now I'm willing to apologize.
You know what? He needs to buy. He needs to buy Nick Castellanos' ears. He needs to buy Topper a Cybertruck.
He needs
to buy him a gift.
I like that.
Because there is no way on God's green earth that he would have the opportunity to fail as much as he failed and work his way out of it. somebody else would have been benched.
I agree with you on that.
Come on, man.
Now, listen.
You weren't wrong.
But now I'm willing to apologize.
No, don't apologize, Joe.
I'm apologizing.
Don't apologize.
Here's the question. Are you willing to apologize?
It's too late to apologize. No.
Why?
Because he got a long rope. Seriously, Joe, all jokes aside, he got a long rope, though.
It's okay to say you're sorry here.
No, I'm not saying I'm sorry. But first of all, I didn't ridicule him as much as you did.
Yeah,
but
hold on.
But it was warranted.
Sometimes it's guilt by association.
No.
You sat here when I said, this guy stinks.
And I was just like, no.
And you didn't stand up for him.
No, but because I was looking at it like, I was like, damn, he sure is out there a long time to be failing. Like, he must have some naked pictures of somebody.
Apologize, Hill.
No, I'm not apologizing.
Well,
if Joe wants to apologize, he can.
Well,
I
want everyone to apologize
I'm not apologizing. Somebody make way more money than me.
All right, 215-592-9494. Are you willing to apologize to Nick Castellanos? I am. And you could say it was just me, but you're lying to yourself if you're doing that. We all crushed this guy. At one point, we all said he stinks. I just said it very loudly in front of a microphone for 4 hours for an entire show one day. I said he does nothing well on a baseball field. Since then, he's been good again. He's been more like the guy they signed, who they thought was going to be an all-star level player. He's played like that for 2 months. And before we hear from Nick here, and then we'll get Kyle's take on this. Kyle strikes me as the kind of guy that would apologize when he makes a mistake.
Seriously?
That's right.
He does. But
seriously?
He does. He strikes me that way. So we joked about Castellanos playing every day, and he got a long rope to get himself out of this thing. But Hugh, I do think it's almost it became a punchline early this season that they wouldn't bench him, right? They wouldn't sit him down for a day. It actually is one of the things that's most admirable about him. He doesn't get hurt.
He's durable.
Look, Bryce has been on the IL. Turner's been on the IL. Schwarber's been on the IL. Almost all the regular players, JT, right, had the knee surgery. There's something admirable about a full season that goes by, and everybody else needs some time. And that happens, right? Injuries happen. Who's been the steady guy in the lineup every single day?
He has been. And if you look at it, like anybody else would not have left him out there for as long as they left him out there when he was struggling. He did. And that's admirable. That's why he needs to buy Topper a nice gift at the end of the season.
Well, I don't have the cash to buy Nick Castellanos a Cybertruck, but I can give an apology. Hugh, one last chance. Are you apologizing to Castellanos?
Nope.
Okay, I am. 215.
I didn't say nothing bad about him, though, really.
Yeah, it was guilt by association. 215-592-9494. All right, let's hear from Nick Castellanos after the game last night. Whenever Nick's going well, he'll kind of hold court and talk about his approach to the plate or his hitting or what he's seeing. And this was a legendary one last night. Here's Nick Castellanos on his approach to the plate.
Do you enjoy hitting more in the middle lineup? I think you've been like fourth.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Last couple weeks. I mean, is that something important to you? Is that something you'd like to...
Is it important?
Like to be?
So, is it important to me? It's not important as a sense of like selfish, but knowing my style of hitting, which is always like glorified batting practice, right? Like, I don't really have an approach. I look for the baseball and hit it as hard as I can. Having protection behind me usually forces the pitcher to throw to me more when there are people behind me. If I'm on, let's say, like the cliff of the lineup where the power starts to drop off, now the approach is like, well, just we don't have to throw this guy a strike. You know, that's hard for me because I don't think I've ever gone to the plate looking to walk.
Well, that was interesting last night. I mean, it's kind of funny that he talks about his approach to plate, how he really was saying how he likes to hit in the middle of the order. That's what that was last night.
That's basically what he was saying. Yeah. And he was basically saying, you know, when y'all put me down there at the 7-8, like, I'm heading behind the tomato cans coming up behind me.
He stepped on
the lower part of the lineup, Nick.
The only issue is, and I'm apologizing to Nick. At some point, he was hitting like one of those tomato cans, so he had to be down at the bottom of the order.
Yeah, he forgot all that, though.
Yeah.
He forgot. And listen, he had his moment. You know what it reminded me of? You ever seen The Replacements?
Yes.
Clifford Franklin. Franklin go up. Clifford Franklin only one coming down with it. Like, that's what
Clifford Franklin was a great character.
He had his Clifford Franklin moment last night. And that was okay. He had the hat tilted and he was talking his talk because he has come out of this and he has been consistent. But again, Joe, I say, he has benefited tremendously from the love that Topper has for him, because if it would have been anybody else, he would have got a day off a long time ago.
And he didn't, and he produced. 215-592-9494. A lot to get to today. It is Eagles Radio Time. We're going to tell you all about that in a couple minutes. We have an incredible trio of prizes, including a pair we're going to put together coming up in a few minutes as well on the Midday Show today. Are you willing to apologize to Nick Castellanos? We start there. We'll get to a lot of Eagles as well. I mean, the cuts happened yesterday. They got the roster to 53, so it's a big day in the Midday Show. 215-592-9494. Are you willing to apologize to Nick Castellanos? I think today's a day where he deserves our apologies. I will start it off. I will lead the way. I am sorry, Nick. I was too hard on you. Someone on this show has to say I'm sorry once in a while. It's not Hugh Douglas.
Can you stop? This is a sentimental moment. You're going to lose your voice.
That would hurt, right?
You got 4 hours. That's,
you deserve that. You deserve that.
It's a good song, and you're butchering it. You are butchering
my heart out here. Hey, I'm trying to say I'm sorry to Nick Castellanos, and you're just making a big joke out of
it. It is, because it's funny.
It's not a joke. All right, Kyle, what are you thinking here?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why Hugh's so surprised that I would be somebody willing to apologize. Yeah, dude.
Like, apologize to me if I'm playing
them
drops.
I am a man of growth, Hugh. I am of the mindset.
You're not a man of growth.
Yes,
stop
I
it.
Am, Hugh.
Okay, well, wait till next week happens.
Yeah, that's growth downwards. Downward growth. I am willing to admit when I am wrong and when things change.
Y'all being real
my opinion changes.
Today.
No, dude, you're
real
being plant-based. No. You're scared to apologize
real,
to another
real,
man and admit that you were wrong. Hugh, we were wrong about Nick Castellanos.
Yeah, real
you
know, carnivores apologize.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what? Plant-based has become a thing now. You're being real plant-based.
Yeah, you're being plant-based. You're apologize being to the man,
I'm
Hugh.
I'm not apologizing.
It's manly to apologize. So, Joe, I think at one point, was it June?
It was June 17th.
June 17th when you said.
You got the date.
Yeah, what did you say? Nick Castellanos does nothing well
on a baseball field. I said he stinks and does not a single thing well
now
on a baseball field.
That was strong.
And that's why I'm apologizing.
So, I have the last 61 games. This is back to the middle of June. I don't have the exact date, but the 17th was the middle of June. He's been hitting .308 with 18 doubles, 9 home runs, 41 RBI, and 860 OPS. I mean, this guy has been the most consistent hitter in the lineup for the past 2.5 months. I would even go as far as to say Nick Castellanos is the Phillies MVP this season.
It's amazing how things change.
He has been the light shine.
The light.
In the darkness,
light.
Yes, Hugh, he has.
Oh, my God.
He's been great for this team. And, not to mention, he's actually been pretty damn good in right field.
He has been the most steady. I mean, listen, everyone else has gotten hurt. Yeah. They've gone on the IL.
He's about to play 162. And, Hugh, you know he's a team leader.
Iron Man.
Give him his respect, Hugh.
You know what this feels like?
What's that?
I feel like I'm in an episode of Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Why?
And you guys got body snatched last night.
What are you so scared of?
I'm
apologize to the man.
Say I'm sorry, Nick.
This is ridiculous, man. I'm not saying I'm sorry.
Why?
He had an opportunity. Listen.
You're just being stubborn.
This cat has not had a day off, and he was horrendous. And yesterday he got his flowers, which he deserves, but I'm not apologizing for that. Because like I said, if it had been anybody else, he'd have got set down. They set Trey Turner down when he was struggling.
Mm-hmm.
They set Baum down. They said stop that. I understand that it's different for him because of who he is and what he means to Topper. But still, man, you can't, you know. He was horrible.
Well, I think part of Topper's job is to know what the right button
totally
to push
agree.
Is, like
totally
who
agree.
To bench and who to let actually fight
totally
out
agree.
Of it.
And he
did
right.
that with Castellanos. He was right.
Sometimes,
I totally agree.
Sometimes you have to go back to this, and this is really the root of my apology. People always say this.
He don't get an apology.
No, he gets one. Sometimes people say, look at the back of the baseball card. That's an old school saying. Now you could look at their stats on Baseball Reference. But the reality is, sometimes that is the right way to do it.
I don't know who I'm talking
that
to today.
That is sometimes it is.
I don't
and with
know.
Castellanos, he wasn't as he's not as bad as he looked earlier in the season. And he's come out of this thing now, and I've come to appreciate it more.
You're the same cat that a few weeks ago you didn't care about the back of the baseball
card.
No,
today I do. Today I do. Because he's hot. Because he's red hot right now. 215-592.
Invasion of the body snatchers. I'm sitting here with some clones.
94. Now listen.
I'm sitting here with two clones today.
I think
today.
What you found out today is when something I feel is worth an apology, I will apologize. But I'll be stubborn when I feel like I have to be stubborn. Apologize for Carson Wentz. That guy was a bum when he left here. Apologize.
Okay, Trey Turner.
No, I don't think he's...
Trey Turner went to the All-Star game as a filler.
It's a Fergazy All-Star.
Oh, my
appearance.
Goodness. Oh,
he
played. Okay, okay.
He was out for 6 weeks in the first half. No, he got $300 million. I'm harder on him. He got $300 million. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's grab a call and then we'll tell you about what we're doing Radiothon today. Eagles Radiothon. Chris in Middleton. Hey, Chris.
Chris.
Happy hump day.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, Hugh, what is going on there today, Hugh?
I don't know. I don't know these guys anymore. I don't know.
Dude, I don't understand these guys either. You know, I was getting ready to call in. So here's my take on this guy.
Plant-based.
Plant-based, man. The chemical-based. Something's going on there. Hey, I called in because I'm not going to apologize to Nick because when I started trashing Nick started hitting. So I like how Jack voted on or bet on the Braves and now the Phillies went on a run. I'm sticking with my take for the goodness of the team and the goodness of him continuing to swing the bat. But then Kyle comes out of crazy land and starts VP of the team. This is just madness, just total madness. One thing, suggestion for the radio station for the fundraiser, they should have a bit where you get to sit down or go golfing or have lunch with John Kruk and Hugh Douglas. That would be phenomenal.
I like that one. That could be one maybe for the Phillies next year. That's a good one.
I have a feeling. Like, hanging out with Kruk, I'm going to get Kruk in trouble, though. Because he seems like he's pliable.
Well, the two
of you would be bad influences on each other.
That's a tough one. Who would get who in trouble? So, I don't know. But you know what, Hugh Douglas? I got to address something for you. Because you know what? We're being accountable today. I'm holding you to the carpet. You know what?
Yes.
I need you to get on the red carpet. Get on this rock. The Phillies are on. Believe you. Believe.
I'm here with you, bro. I'm
carpet.
With you.
We're riding through Red October.
Red October's almost here. I'm going to find a place to stay, too, real soon.
I'm going to wear the mask. And then our Eagles are going to the Super Bowl. Here's about what's to come tonight. We are Eagles.
Oh, we're off and rolling now. Chris, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, and that Eagles chance, that we're going to hear more of those over the course of the day.
All won't right. be long now.
It will not be. We are, a week from tomorrow, the
a
NFL
week.
Season starts?
But we got college football in a couple of days.
Oh, it's football season
oh,
here.
Yeah,
we got
here,
a
man.
Lot to do today. All right, Hugh, before we go back to the phones, we'll tell you about our prizes, including a pair of just incredible prizes we're going to start giving away on the other side. Hugh, it is the Eagles Radiothon going on all day here at WIP. We have great people here with us. We're going to have Devontae Smith on the show coming up next hour. We're going to have Kylie Kelce in studio later on today. And you could donate in a lot of different ways. You could bid on a lot of great items. You could also donate by texting Midday, MIDDAY, to 53209 to make your donation. So you want to make a donation, you want to help out with the Eagles Autism Foundation, 53209. Text Midday to there. 100% of the donations are invested into innovative autism research and care programs. Again, text Midday to 53209. And here, there's so many great experiences people could be part of, too.
Man, listen, I have so many experiences here that you could bid on right now. But the first one I'm going to lead with is to spend a day with Philadelphia Eagles chief security officer. I was about to say offender. But officer, he's not an offender. He might be offensive to some. But Dom DeSandro, you and one guest will shadow Dom for 1 or 2 hours and get a glimpse in the day and life of Philadelphia Eagles senior advisor to the general manager, chief security officer, director of game day coaching operations. The experience will take place at the NovaCare Complex. So basically, people, this is what you get. You get to hang out with Big Dom. Big Dom was the man. You remember last year when he got in trouble for slapping somebody on the sideline, even though he didn't slap anybody. Y'all need to bid on this item. Right now, the bids are like at $3,000. We need to get more money for that, for Big Dom than that. You know how important he was last year? He's the reason why this team went into that slide last year, whether or not Kyle wants to believe it. Y'all need to show Big Dom some love. Y'all need to give Big Dom some more bread.
You want us,
man,
to apologize to Big Dom?
Yeah. Apologize to Big Dom for what you said last week.
Until it went, let's let him prove to me that he deserves an apology, and I will.
All right. How many apologies per segment here?
Wait a minute. That was a bold statement on Kyle's part. I hear you, Kyle. But yeah, I mean, how many apologies? I don't know, Joe. You started it. You came in here this morning being different.
I'm apologizing to Nick Castellanos.
And he doesn't need one.
No, he does.
He's a grown-ass man.
All right, so you could bid on the Big Dom experience. 530-532-09 to text midday to that number.
I need
number
to read better, too.
To apologize. We'll work on that. 215-592-9494. We'll tell you about more of the experiences, including the ones with our show coming up. Your phone calls. You hear from JT Realmuto about this team and what they were built to do. And on the other side, along with your apologies to Nick, are you willing to apologize? It's not too late, Hugh. Today's the day. Are you willing to apologize to Nick Castellanos? And we have another spot in our fantasy league just became available. The draft is tonight. We have an easy way to get in today. We'll tell you about that next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.